2. Intro, 2, 3, 4.
Till from heaven you came run, there was mercy in your eyes. To fulfill the law and prophets, to urge and came the word. From a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father.
Actually, beautiful morning, even though it's been rainy the past couple days, but it's sunny. If you guys will bow your head in prayer with me, we will go ahead. Dear God, thank you for this wonderful day you've given us. Thank you for the mercy of yours that allows us to be here. Thank you for everything that you do in our lives, and thank you for this opportunity to come and lift your name this morning. So as we do that in your name, please watch it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
One, two, intro, 2, 3, 4.
Been on Jesus.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Everyone in here knows what communion means, right? What if you didn't? If someone were to ask you to partake in the Lord's Supper, and you were like, huh, what do I bring? I've asked very carefully individuals in this if the end of this coming. Now, it's a question, right? As a Christian and an employee, how do I answer that question? Is it a truth? I'm wanting to say, what, you believe that? Or do I really tell how I feel as the word of the Lord? Well, I come to find out, they really were just curious, because they too were hesitant to find out what anything.
What do?
Thanks for setting it up, man.
I'm just kidding. We fall into that trap, all of us. But we know the right thing to say, to pronounce our faith openly and proudly. Well, this came between a few local pastors, one of whom volunteered that his church had intention back on its free observing the Lord's Supper because it needed people, yet Christians, and who were seeking to learn faith. He told a story about a visitor who came to him and asked if she could bring a salad to the evening service. Puzzled by them, he asked her why she wanted to do that. She responded, "She saw in the bulletin that the Lord's Supper would be in the evening, and she would like to bring a salad." Of course, he explained to her the real meaning of the Lord and communion. Both were a bit embarrassed. That was a turn. If the Lord's Supper made visitors feel awkward who have not made faith are instructed to abstain, then perhaps it was the purpose of drawing unbelievers into the church. To be sure, his concerns were well meant, but was the decision to cut back on the Lord's Supper really healthy? Strengthen of efforts or weaken them? I would like to propose supper under is an important tool for evangelism, and the churches ought to bring back from sight and reaching unbelievers. When giving regarding the Lord's Supper, Paul can with a profound, he tells the church that as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you and the Lord's death, he comes to 1 Corinthians 11:26. But the language of proclaiming is not often uttered in supper. We are fond of remembering. Leads us to 1 Corinthians 4:25, which we read all the time when we're taught. And says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Body is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Same way after he took a cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my. Do this to drink it in remembrance of me." "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, claim the Lord until he comes." So, I hear those words. Me that it's not enough just to remember. It's more to be reminded that it's coming. We are not alone. So with that in mind, pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to be in your house today, and thank you for choosing to die on the cross for us. In this small time prayer that we set aside to remember your sacrifice, let us also remember that you did us. You're coming back. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen. Now in our giving, I read from Matthew 19 through 21. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures where moths destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up those treasures in heaven where neither moth nor destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. Your treasure, there your heart will also be." As I said before many times, and others have as well, the church is just this. It's all the work that we do across with our ministries and with the event I spoke about previously. It takes money. So the Lord loves a cheerful giver, and everything that you give tenfold. So let us pray. Also, as behind us, many ways to give. Next, you can do it by mail or I get to do that part. So that just reminds people. Heavenly Father, thank you for the unity again in your house, and remind us nothing is ours. It's all yours. And where we pour store is where our heart is. So let us, and it's in your holy prayer. Thank you.
Good morning.
You can hear me now.
Yeah. Preaching to the Baptist church down the road. Yep, I think everybody's awake. Right. I needed that at the 8:30. They're still going to get here. You know, I'm glad you all came out for church. And this is really where the rubber meets the road, isn't it? If you notice, some of the chairs are a little messed up. It drove me crazy, their service. But they had graduations here in the day before. There was 275 people from Rose's graduation. And then Keystone, you know, 60-some in here. And they moved in. They were here. It's a blessing. And they know that they was willing to open their room to do something like that. Now, the series on close to the vine kind. And I want to tell you about that. Yes, Zacchaeus was what he's called him. That made. He had an apartment, a shiny yellow sports car out front. He had a comfortable government job, earned money. And some of his job was a little comfortable, and the money was too good. You know how people are. They couldn't see how he could live that lifestyle on a servant's income. You know. And things did seem to get done a whole lot faster for friends. He had a lot of friends. Rumor that a little cash go a long way, Zacchaeus. But Zacchaeus said that he only did a job. Fortunately, Zacchaeus didn't see it that way. And last there, the people made it really comfortable. Get through 12 verses, just as I am, with staring him in the eye. How many of you do that? Let's start staring at you. But as soon as the song was up, he made it for the door. As fast as he could go. So now Zacchaeus usually just stays home. His favorite preacher. But one day Zacchaeus, a TV preacher, was in town. And he just had to go. As he got to the airport, there were people that he couldn't get anywhere close. So he just sat outside the airport and he climbed up on a dumpster. Better. When the preacher came out, he looked right at Zacchaeus. Hey, Zacchaeus, come here. We're going to have lunch together. Zacchaeus said, wow, really? The preacher was talking to him? To have lunch with him? You see, seeing this man on TV was one, spending time with him was another. Well, before lunch was over, he had a solemn promise to turn his life around and give it to God. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Huh? Yeah, we're going to talk about a wee little man that encounters. I'm not singing that song. Not say little man song because you all would leave. You know, as a matter of fact, I was thinking about that I've ever sermon on Zacchaeus because I never wanted to be singing that song. Oh, it isn't, but I can't sing. But I want us to look at the story of Zacchaeus. The real story of Zacchaeus, Luke 19, 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through, and a man there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. See who Jesus was. But being a short man, he couldn't because of the crowd. So he ran ahead of the sycamore to see him. And since Jesus was coming there, when Jesus reached that spot, he looked up, Zacchaeus, come. Immediately, I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. People saw this and began to mutter. Now, I can't imagine that. People, no, y'all wouldn't do that, would you? He's gone to be the guest of a sinner. But he stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, now I give my position. If I have cheated anybody of anything, I'll pay back times this. But there's something. Jesus responds. He says, salvation is house. Because this man too, son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Now there's some things to remember. First of all, tax collectors in Jesus' day had a really bad reputation. A lot like today. Tax collectors had a really bad reputation. For one, there were men who collaborated with the enemy. They helped the Hadeans. They helped the Romans continue their occupation of Judea and to take their money. And the Roman tax was corrupt, and it was open to abuse. All the Romans cared was that their money come in, and they didn't. You got a few extra to the table or not. Care as long as they got their money. Well, corruption. We found that it was so widespread that archaeologists actually found a monument, honest tactor. found one honest elect, made a monument to him. Think of it. It was so rare to have an honest tax collector to memorialize it. I'm sorry if any of you all work for the IRS. This is not for you. Now, tax collectors even participate in the synagogue. They weren't allowed. And their testimony was invalid in court. They were the outcast society, the sinners in the eyes of their fellow men. And Zacchaeus, an ordinary tax collector, he was the chief. He was a tax collector with tax collect for him. And he recognized that even if he may not have done anything, it was almost the people under him had been robbed. Jesus had a hand to the people who needed him the most. Have you noticed that? If he were here today, he'd be reading addicts, alcoholics. Don't you? We all remember that receiver house at that time. In the of the time, sitting at it was a great act of significance in the culture. You were not only providing a bed to eat, you were entering a bond with this person. The Jesus was sinners was great significance, and the people noticed. They noticed that Jesus criticized from doing what was right. Think about that. The world seemed to go. Stay away from that guy. He's a crook. Yet, he's talking to them. How many of us are willing to go talk to those? How many of us are willing to sit down with a drug-addicted homeless man? Silence. It's hard to think about, isn't it? Jesus, face-to-face with Zacchaeus, counter changes Zacchaeus' direction in life. We as Christians have the power of those people to Jesus, to direction of. We have to enter. We have to show that Jesus. First thing Zacchaeus does is offer to give up half his wealth. Not but half. In your response to the encounter with Jesus, and I'm not just talking about money. What have you given up? Jesus. What in your lifestyle has changed because of Jesus? Anything? Because I'm going to tell you, if you encounter Jesus, say the same, go visit him again. There's not room not to be changed. You know, those advised never giving more than 20% of your Zacchaeus was going beyond their rights and all required to double what had been stolen. Zacchaeus gave four times much back. Notice what Jesus reacts to this. He reacts changed by saying, salvation has come to this house. That's what his reaction was to this repentance. And how do we know that Zacchaeus had repented? Because in his response and in his life, he's different. He's no longer the thief. He's now giving. We're walking by the people, he's stopping us. He now cares about what he does. Well, do the Jews see the life? Do they? See it in his life. That question is out of place. What if the story is? Why would they put this silly story about this little short in the Bible? Well, I'm going to say it's because remember that the Gospels don't record everything this deep. We don't have a complete unabridged biography at all of what Jesus time. But the stories that we have are there for a purpose. And that purpose is one of teaching value. One we share our lives. So when we look at Zacchaeus' story, we bring it to our lives. So what do we learn from this story? We see how Jesus out to those that society rejects. Jesus continually sought those that were from God. Those that society wouldn't allow back. Do you get that? As feet of Jesus reach out even to those in society would just write. This morning, 20, the phone rings in the office, and I'm thinking, heard or not? 8:20 to 8:30? So I answered, and those, I'm glad you answered. You're the only answer this morning. Well, that was the first. It's a question for you, and I thought, His friend's getting in 2 months, and he's wanting to move back into that area, and he's somebody to come alongside him and hold him accountable and to get his life. I said, I'm that guy. You know, but if I hadn't answered the phone, no, I got to get that 10 minutes. Opportunity, that con. See, I would write an ex-con who's 10 years in prison for who knows what. He wouldn't even tell me what, I'd find out. But wouldn't give them a day, would they? But you know, he's God too. The only reason some of us aren't in prison is because I'm not going to name names, but I could. You see, write off people as hopeless. Even those, because of their position in society, or they're wealthy or poor, a manager, an employee, everybody in the image of God. And God wants, expects him to be introducing them to God, so that an encounter can lead to change. Importantly, it can lead to the salvation. That it's a sad thing to think about it. We're expected to reach out, but there's something that almost can go out of a needle. Do you know that? In Zacchaeus, that is, we see people can end them, and everyone sitting in the chair said, "Well, I'm thinking I can end them." Where could we believe in it? Remember Jesus, Luke chapter. Woe to Remember the rich fool and the parable of the rich man and Lazarus? And just for Zacchaeus, in chapter 18, it says, how hard is the kingdom of God? Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go than for a rent of the kingdom of God. Man, I'm poor. Zacchaeus emphasizes what Jesus taught in chapter 8. What is impossible for man is possible for God. Nothing is impossible with God. The rich can be saved. And something else, we learn the meaning of fruit with the repentance. John the Baptist told us they needed to shoot in keeping with repentance. When specific, John talked about sharing with the poor and talking to collectors more than that was due. And Zacchaeus was led on the Baptist preaching. My question is, are you practicing the preach? Living it out? Or are you walking with blinders? We hear Jesus' mission to seek and save what was lost and not to sit back and wait for the lost to come. For the years, church is complacent. We get to where we think it's good just to sit. I love Philip when he comes to my rescue. At least he's living there, right? Churches have got to where we sit. We just wait and hope. Come through that. And there'll be a come, but you know, most of the time to the church are people that are from another church. Very few people at this door seeking Jesus for the time. Was that seeking the lost? Now, you're more than welcome. We're glad you're here. I don't care what churches you've been to. You can come be a but I'm going to, Woodstock Christian Church is going to reach out. Out and seek and save the lost. We're going to have some more opportunities coming up. So answer your emails, search and find out. And come be a part of it. You know what? Seeking and saving means we've got to be uncomfortable. It means we have something in our to go and do it. It means it has to be more than coming to 7 o'clock, 12, and going and getting your lunch. Than that. It's more than to a small study and then walking home. It's reaching out on purpose to seek and save the lost. You know, it's we have to cut the mirror. Am I reaching who need it the most? You know, most churches like verts well bathed and well behaved. Isn't it? We want you to look like us, talk to us, and act. And I'm going to tell you, if most of them act, we're in trouble. Because they're not reaching out either. You know what Jesus modeled for us? I'm going to share the material things that I've received. If you blessed, are you blessed? Yeah, did you get up in the morning and have an air conditioned house and hot water? A bath, please? Yes. Yes. Did you eat breakfast?
Yes.
Lunch? You're blessed. Some people have nothing. Zacchaeus said, well, my synagogue helps the poor, and I give to the they'll take care of the poor. And that's the attitude. Well, I give the church pays, it's Kirby's job to go out and seek and save the lost. My response is to teach you how to, and then go with you. And that's my responsibility. See, our elders up when I came here that they would be the shepherd, would do the shepherding. And if they called me and some extras they needed, I could go. Pastoral. But they won't be teaching you how to be evangelist. It's on some in the lost. And we have a great group who are great at keeping up with their people. You see, Zacchaeus had a personal responsibility for those who are less fortunate. And he took it out that we need to be proactive, going out for those who not waiting for them to come for us. But what am I doing with the salvation that you've received? Are you saved? Yeah. You know Jesus? Then yes. You've been saved and you know heaven? Yes. What are you doing with that? What are you doing with it? It's not enough to share our goods. I mean, we can fix and clothe and leave souls naked and starving. We can put clothes, put food in their mouth, and send them out the door to lift them to Jesus. So that's our responsibility. We need to follow Jesus' example and seek us. They need to have. They don't necessarily have to have all the clothes or the cars, but they need Jesus. They need Jesus, whether they are not, and they will accept Jesus if we don't show them. Look at Zacchaeus. Let's look at ourselves. How many of us are like Zacchaeus? Up a tree. Looking down. The crowd, but just looking out. We, though, came down and encountered Jesus in a life-altering event. It was life. You see, just a little while after Jesus was the tree. Isn't that why we're here? It wasn't too long. Zacchaeus of the tree, Jesus went up on the tree. And he bled and he died and he suffered. But no, that wasn't the end of it. Then Amos who came and helped bury him in the tomb, but he didn't stay, did he? He came out of that tomb and he warned people, me, I'm alive and I am your salvation. And then he went to prepare a place for you and me. But not you and me, for everybody. Willing to come to salvation. You see, I believe 100% that, you know, today on the calendar is the day of Pentecost. We sell the church calendars. And it's the day that Peter, the first gospel. And there's no doubt in my mind that Nick got it. He understood. In my mind, Zacchaeus got it. And he understood who he talked about. Adulterous women, right? The woman at the well. They got it at the day of Pentecost. They said, I understand. Jesus died on that cross and he did rise from the grave and he is in the heaven to prepare a place for me. I choose him. And I want to make a difference in this world. They respond to the call for salvation. Have you? What do you want to do with the invitation? Your Savior's, and most of you have already done that. What are you doing with the salvation you accepted? Does it show in your life? It should. It hadn't. Maybe it's time you went back to Jesus and asked him for the strength to repent and change and make a difference in this kingdom. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we love you. With love, mercy, your grace, we thank you for willing to reach out to a man like Zacchaeus. Help us to see, Lord, that a lot of us are just like that wee little man, living our life for ourselves, for our own. Jesus gave his all so that I choose salvation he offered. I pray, Lord, in our heart and eyes, this invitation to bring ourselves just like and lay it at the cross and let his blood. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when I was a Christian, I went to church because mother went to church. I had that example. I had that example of you should be in church. But most of the world today, know that.
They don't have that you should be in church. If anybody's a social outcast anymore, it's you and me. But we can't get as an excuse to not reach out. And maybe you don't know Jesus now. Maybe you've never accepted him as your Lord and Savior and been baptized into Christ and received Spirit. We give you to come forward, confess him as Lord. But if you've already done that and you find yourself not living that life that he called you to, yourself walking in this world, this is an opportunity for you. See, the great thing about our Savior is save you once and walk away. It's with you the rest of life. But many times we turn facing him. We're looking at our problem, the heartaches and the hardships. If we would just down, he's right there. If that's you and you need to show the fruit, as we sing this next song, you throw your hands, give it to the Lord, and say, Lord, make a difference in me. My prayer is that today when you leave here changed as you encounter Jesus. You can't spend time in the state. So whatever decision, make it as we stand and sing.
The moon and stars, they wept. Morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. Body on the cross, his blood for us, the weight of error upon him. One final breath he gave as head to work, the Son of God. The power of hell forever broke.
Church, how are y'all? So now let's get to it. On June 5th, we'll have a service followed by an informational meeting and then upstairs. No Sunday school classes. I read Sunday school. You missed the worst and ever had questions about church or don't understand in the Bible? Email those cc.org and Kirby will answer those questions. The Got Kirby series. I got to say something about that one. I would just remind younger if you don't know the church. And I said in a questions whether you hear a believer come in and just constantly ask several questions, because he was a biblically sound man. He still, or you just look at the person and say, you know what, brother, sister, 39. And that one always kind of just, so I went, yeah, exactly. So, yes, absolutely. To the next one, which I cool, and figure a way to make this happen. Laurel, and her husband Josh have amazing boots on. Can't miss, I could get a cover, put that on the Christmas list. Laura is actually forming a softball team. If you're interested, text Laurel to join more information. All right, so that pretty much does it for announcements.
Woo!
Thanks,
make sure to wait for, hey, guys, thanks for coming out and worshiping. And hey, keep an eye on your emails And if you're with us at the desk out there, we'd like to get your information so you get the email. But listen, we're called this service. This is not church. You guys are the church, right? You guys are the church. And if you don't agree with that, go try the church and see what a difference it makes. Let's go with people in the name of Jesus. All right, now you can hear me. I'll be here just a few minutes. Like I said, if you're visiting, stop at the visitor desk out there. They have for you. But if you've got anything you need to talk to me about, I'll be up for a few minutes.
All right.
Kenny, will you dismiss us?
God, thank you for that you gave us in Kirby's sermon. Thank you for that you let us come to every week. Thank you for everything. Just be with us as we the world, and just give us the wisdom we can go and spread your message to all the people, no matter who or what they are. Just with us as we go and do that in your name. Amen.
We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah.